The story I am reading is Algonquin Legends of Paw Paw Lake by Chief Pokagon, narrated by Serena Millot. No more for us the wild deer bounds. The plow is on our hunting grounds. Many, many agi ngotwak ponguk. 100 years ago, tradition as sacred to us as holy writ to the white man, tells us that Paw Paw Lake was a bay at the extreme western limit of Zagan, a great inland lake called by ancient Anishinaabek, the Indians, Getchigitigan, meaning an earthly paradise. This great lake filled the valley of the Paw Paw River a canoe day's journey towards the rising sun. And further, they tell us it extended from the foothills just south of the present site of Hartford Village to the foothills just north of where Bangor Village is now located. At this time, Nagnish Kumbis, Rush Lake, and Wabshi Mbis, Swan Lake, now called Von Auken Lake, were bays connected with this large body of water on the north. One of the largest Odonwan Indian villages, then known, was built around this bay on the side towards the setting sun. The village was called Waukweek, Heaven, a happy hunting ground. Near it was Gabashanak. Nearby it was Gabashanak, a tribal camping ground. The Great Mekon Trail of the northern and western tribes passed this place to and from Mshkoda, the Great Prairie, beyond Lake Michigan. It was indeed an important place. Mjawe, elk, Bajuka, buffalo, Mko, bear, and Suksi, deer, in their autumn and spring migrations, either north or south, passed around the western limit of this great body of water, while unnumbered millions of Mimiuk, wild pigeons, in early springtime filled all the trees in big forest with their nests, extending west to Lake Michigan and northward sometimes beyond Mkidazibe, Black River. This wonderful lake swarmed with gigo, fish, and jisheep, nkug, and wabji, ducks, geese, and swan, floated in clouds upon its waters. In fact, the ancient tribe lived in such luxury and ease that the chase was abandoned, for they could procure all banashi, wias, and gigo, fowl, flesh, and fish they wanted to eat in Bimodan, near their bowshot of their wigwams. While this favored tribe was living in the lap of ease and luxury, one night in early spring, they were aroused from their slumbers at midnight by a strange roaring sound, such they never had heard before. At first, they thought it might be Nimki, thunder, but as no Wawasmuin, lightning, flashed across the sky, they concluded it must be oncoming Wauyatin, cyclone. Yet it did not seem possible, as not an onquit, a cloud, was anywhere to be seen. Yet finally they started in the direction of the strange roaring sound. Men, women, and children, followed by a multitude of Nemoshuk, dogs, whining and cringing as they had never done before. Moving cautiously southward, they finally reached the headlands north of where the village of Water Valit now stands. And gazing into the valley beneath, they saw the feeble light of the moon, that the shore at the outlet of their beautiful lake, which for ages had held it fast, had given way, and a deluge of water, roaring like a whirlwind, was sweeping down great trees and rocks towards Lake Michigan. When morning came, they beheld where Zagan lay, where the sun went down, like an infant sleeping in its mother's arms, a dark, roarly stream which appeared like some monstrous snake pushing its way through slime and mud, boiling on either side with struggling fish. Turning from the revolting sight with saddened hearts, they returned to their village. Here they found, to their surprise, the bay had receded a bow's shot from their canoes that lay the night before in circles around the shore, and their beautiful Kwikwiak Bay was changed into a lake as it now appears. Coming to a more recent date, when our tribe, the Potawatomis, took possession of southern Michigan, it may be interesting to know that we called Paw Paw Lake Zaginagwana, meaning it swallows the river in storm and spews it out in sunshine. This name was given because in wet weather, the river runs into the outlet of the lake, and in dry time, it runs out the same place into the river again. Hence the name from the Algonquin word meaning swallow and vomit. Indians in naming their children always give some reason for the name, and in naming places, the same custom is adhered to. Pokagon does not wish to complain of the white man, yet must admit he longs in his heart again to behold the beauty of Zagi Nagwana, the Odina of his fathers. Here we killed the bear, the elk, the deer. Here we trapped the gedida, aspen, and muck, the otter, coon, and beaver. But alas, our forests have been cut down. Our woodland flowers, for want of shade, have faded and died. Our ancient trails cannot be traced. Our fathers' graves have been destroyed, and where our wigwams once stood and our children played, now stands the cottages of the white man. All has changed except Gizis, Debuk Gizis, and Negosuk, the sun, moon, and stars. And they have not because their God, and Gichim Nado, our God, in great wisdom and mercy, hung them beyond the white man's reach. Algonquin Legends of Paw Paw Lake by Chief Pokagon, narrated by Serena Malott.